Fire, what you're saying?
Giving eyes your soul life every time, fire.
No, serious thing. And want to let people know, brand new tune from the one Art Archie there, available thing called Black Liberation Cry, link in the description. I never knew TV. Make sure you check it out.
Powerful, powerful vibration. That's it there.
Also, if you get free time, make sure you support us at ConsciousTea.com. We have some new things here. New apparel, Leonard P. Howe, the original gang, France Fanon, Shikinta D up. Nice shirt there with the maroons, Thomas and Kara, Marcus Garvey. Whole heap of things there. Master teachers. So definitely check us out. Conscious T, KONCIOUST.com. Fire, today we want to reason about a thing called culture vultures. Right? We
gotta laugh. And the spin is a spin. It's not a typical color. And you think about culture vulture, one does a think about an appearance, so to speak.
Yeah, we need to clarify it because. All right, before we even get into that, we need to understand the pop culture terminology, a culture vulture. When someone refers to someone as a culture vulture, they're usually speaking about someone from another culture, specifically the European culture, adopting aspects of another culture, right? Or a culture of brown people, black people, whatever you want.
Yeah, them invade our culture towards the benefit of for them family, so to speak, and for them kind, mostly financially.
All right. And within the context we're speaking about, we're focusing on culture vultureism, if that's a term, in America and Jamaica. Now, in America, historically, the origins of culture vulture would be blackface, you know, people profiting from painting their face black, acting in a way, I guess you want to say, the lower standards within the culture, or propaganda aspects of the culture that they created to dehumanize people of African descent. So that's the origin of culture vulture. In modern times now, I believe we reached a point where we need to redefine the whole concept of culture vulture, because all the attention is put on those from all the attention is put on those from supposedly outside of the culture. But you have people within the culture that are not of the culture. Because I think when we speak about culture, we usually leave it at skin tone, complexion. And I think that's where we're running into the problem, because unfortunately, we have a lot of culture vultures that look like us. And I think that people don't have the discernment to identify it. It's when it reaches a certain point, people want to chastise them. But I think we need to do a better job of identifying them from earlier and not supporting them. Because with this thing with the culture vulture, all right, majority of the time, and not all, I just want to clarify, majority of the time when people engage in this behavior, it's not contributing to the culture. It's an exploitation of the culture. And it's usually an exploitation of a form of the culture that's not the highest form of the culture. It's like bottom feeders. They come like shrimp in the sense that they just prey on the negative aspects of the culture. No,
parasite them, man.
For their financial gain. So
that's the thing with them too, you know. It's like them flow easier. So them can reach to a pinnacle of success easier than the external culture vulture them. The internal culture vulture them. See, because them have the look, right after top them get accepted. And when them get accepted so easily now, it make them find them way for maneuver and do things without a form of resistance, so to speak, see me, you know? Just like when you have a false dread. A false dread, you know, so by you look on the false dread, a man say, wait, yes, heal there. And him can say, yeah, man, heal there, Rastafari. We look for him, you say, wait. But when you see him live it, you say, wait, what can I live it to this? Or the man looks and moves. Yeah. And then you start realizing and put it together. But if you wanna see that, right off the top, you start, yeah, man, the man that Rastafari, right now, you start look and use a physical imagery of the man there for depict what Rastafari is. When in truth and in fact, them are the furthest from the culture.
Because there's enough culture vultures in the reggae thing. It's culture vultures. True, we're dealing with Jamaica. I wanted to focus on American culture, but true, there's enough culture vultures out there. But this bridging recently has gone on a different heights. Because remember now, this is the thing. And please, everyone, listen to me and understand what I'm saying. When Europeans deal with culture vulturism, the reason is detrimental because of their white privilege. Not all white people have privilege, but those with the privilege, they have access to the media. and they have more access to entertainment platforms to present it. Now, this brethren here, in the same context, the ancient Rastafari brethren don't have access to certain platforms to put his message out there. So when the artist who claims to be on a certain tribe puts out a certain message, it's very detrimental. It's almost like being falsely accused. The public hears the false accusation, but they never hear when they come back and say that you're innocent. So within their mind, they always have you as the criminal. So for you to say you're dealing with certain things and to have something borderline as a porno video out there saying that you're a Rastafari brethren is very detrimental to the culture. Then yeah, on top of that, since we want to touch it still, one more thing, and I'm going to leave this thing alone, is one more thing I want to touch on. The disrespect to the elder Muda Baruka, those things can't work at all. It was very disgusting and very disturbing for this man to disrespect the elder like that. Muda Baruka is the reason I stopped eating flesh and stopped drinking alcohol. Yeah. The man's impact has been so influential amongst ones and ones across the world. And for you and your wrong and your folly to disrespect the man, different type of judgment you deserve. Serious thing. Because if you reach a point in your life where you can't take constructive criticism, you need to sit down on the side and keep quiet. Yeah. Because that's all it was. And if one can't call you when you were wrong, why you need to look into yourself? Yeah.
And you know, say, me personally feel like, say, it more than constructive criticism, though. Constructive criticism is when a one can say, this is an era where me just want to improve, pan. That's it. You see me, I say? This is a classic case where me feel like a capitalism come into play again. And one's just them ego, and one just a try getting at the spotlight. Catch it levels now, fire. You degrade a culture, a particular culture, if someone call it religion, I want to where them want to call it, because many have different name for it. You degrade a particular culture. And by degrading that particular culture, I want to actually live that culture, come into you and show you, say, this is a disgrace.
For decades, fire.
Towards decades, this culture.
Yeah. It really take a beating in prison.
And you really go look on the situation now and say you are trying to disrespect this elder, or show you what the liberty is. And you know what the liberty is, that, you know, because you know yourself decades, know, so you don't live that type of life. You see me, I say? And you disrespect an elder for show you that. You see me, I say? And I put you in a your place for know, say, yo. Because, you know, I say the funniest part about it, I see a lot of people, I say, oh, but man can live him life and do him one. No. It's not that. It's bigger than that. See me, I say? And a lot of these people who are saying this, let me clear this thing, they're Christian-minded. Because, you see, if a man come and jump in a Christian culture and them know, say, the man is not a part of a Christian culture, then them would have been concerned. But it just show that a lot of people don't respect the culture of Rastafari, the liberty of Rastafari. Hey,
but fire. Sorry to cut you for 2 seconds. Hold your thought, right? You brought up a very good point. Now, I think a thing people struggle with is the fact that because Christianity has no culture, you get what I'm saying? And it doesn't have that vibe. It's hard for one to adopt. So that same free-for-all thing they have in Christianity, they think that can apply to other things. Because us, unfortunately, people as African descent, we have a culture, but a lot of us don't really embrace a culture. So it's a free-for-all thing where it's just you do whatever. So I think that's one of the issues people have with the culture thing. Sorry to cut your argument, though.
No, and I fax there talk for you, and we really sit down and meds it now. It's like a lot of people just feel like, say, you see this whole misconception of that anything where you see on TV, it depict the nature of a culture, so to speak, or the liberty of anyone. That's what they say. Fantan Moja, them are anyone come on TV, and people see them with the locks and all of these things, and not knowing, say, this not depict the liberty of Rastafari, you know. Because people use popularity to define a culture. Popularity can't define a culture, you know. The media can't define a culture, you know. And the culture itself and the way the people them live and the zones where the people them live in, that define the culture. And whosoever bring it towards this world have to interact with that culture. You know, so when them even ask this man, more I show it, that's for sure one. Because it's not no bitterness, you know, but there's a reason. For sure, oh, this man is an internal culture vulture. When this man go on an interview and him ask the man, say, all right, do you have any elders that you go and check within the music or within the whole process of the thing? You know, so the man can't name an elder. The man cannot name an elder, you know. just to show you how far this man is from the reality, you know. And the fact say a man can tell you, say, him, just I do things for the younger audience. You can do something degrading for the younger audience and things that improve them life. So just show right, you, the culture vultures go to the extreme.
All right. So it's different levels to this thing now. And we don't want to sit on Fat Man Mojo too much. We won't move on from there. But in regards to the concept of culture vulturism now, right? You brought up a very good point, and that's why the media is so dangerous. Because remember, the people from the culture do not have access to the mainstream platform. So that's the first part. The person who has the access to the mainstream platform is sanctioned by the media to present a certain aspect of the culture, but not the essence of the culture. Unfortunately, when they do present the culture, they're presenting a distorted low form. You get what I'm saying? That's where the point comes in, where they're not necessarily contributing to the culture, to exploiting the culture. I'll give you an example, right? You have numerous journalists, both black and white, that when they cover aspects of our culture, they focus on just the negative. Now, remember, imagery, influence, the power, right? You have access to millions and millions of people. And what are you showing them about a particular people over and over and over again? Now there's a next aspect fire to what people like to consume. Because the culture vulture cannot be profitable without consumers. And I guess one could argue that the consumer's mind frame or taste have been shaped by the system in a sense to love a certain lower level of information. That's a whole different argument.
Yeah, it have a palatable to them, you know. It have a palatable to them because, you know, it's like how I see me, because me can get most of the Rastafari experience because me live the liberty. So if I want you, me have to go towards the side, you know, so I choose me live the liberty then. But just like how when it comes to Rastafari right now, the people them, if them see like Congo youth, you know, with him ear, him ear not twisty, now him ear not well-groomed. It's like them. Them standoffish, but you see, in time now you have a youth well presentable, the way how them like it and how it as close as that can be towards where they might expect your culture to be. That's when them start give you attention now. And I say, yes, this youth is a good youth, but once you live the actual culture, you know, most people kind of want draw away from you. You know, just like this is not different from when the COINTELPRO did that take place in the 1970s, you know, and a man just put on a black suit and put on a black hat on them head and say them is a black part of the Black Panther Party. All of these things are the same type of thing. It might seem like a different region and it might seem like a two different entities, but are really one entity fire because are really internal culture vultures that disrupt the Black Panther Party when them just try to make sure say people can get certain basic rights and certain basic tenets where them put into place to make sure say the African people can strive within a place like America. But an internal culture vulture thing, it always disrupt the whole flow. And I don't feel like John Henry Clark have a book called Who Betrayed the African World Revolution. That go in depth about who are the internal culture vultures. Is ones will look like we betrayed the African World Revolution, you know? And that are the real culture vulture thing. So while we are reasoning about it on a plain level and I break it down so someone can just see what go on. If they want to think about it from a scholarly level to in a fire, is a deep concept where it disrupt every single progress where we make over time. A man like them and so people might take it. Oh, we them talk about Fantan Mojo and them talk about all of these people who are coming and disrupt the thing. But no, them stop the progress because Rastafari makes so much progress from the 1930 when the so-called formality of the thing start to know, and people come and respect the thing to a level where people say, yes, princess. Yes, I ought to once that live certain life. No, if I say I want to degrade the thing and I come and I say, all right, naked. And then that we are lit games from get go. If I come back right there, so now, and I wanted to call it evolution, that can't be evolution unless me not understand what evolution is. So the internal culture vulture thing is a type of, is a deadly concept where I stop I and I progress and that once and once for a pre. Them thing they're not normal. We have some rent a dread up a negro who put on locks from them head. And I smoke herbs and I have an Isla Selassie badge for have sex with a white girl where I come on vacation and I tell them, say, yes, so them can get a green card. And them know, so them don't know nothing about the liberty. When them man, they come in at places like these, what you think people are going to say to them? They might have them as a standard of Rastafari when them is not. So it's a whole heap of different concepts and things like this. It has stopped progress as revolutionary, and it really a give in to the system and I make the system a whole amp and we. So ones might not say the ties, no, but may I tell you, it a impact we in a negative way. We are degrade with thing and I bring we down. So I tell you that.
No, reality medicine. Culture vultures that accepted within the communities that need the kind of, I'm not saying all people who have these roles or titles are culture vultures, but majority are, right? And we need to look out for these people, fire, like educators, right? I feel educators are some of the biggest culture vultures, especially those who are in the cities who are not from those areas. It's definitely a culture vulture vibe that goes on there. Pastors are extremely talented culture vultures, because I have yet to understand why you would have a white male pastor in his entire congregation of those are people of African descent. Or it gets even better when you have the culture vulture who's the same complexion. That's the thing. We need to get off the skin color thing too, yeah. I think we need to really move away from the skin color thing too, because fire is the mind. That's the connection, yo. You know, we need to do a mindism or something, some different word instead of racism, because the skin color throwing off a lot of people, yeah. Because everybody who black not your brother, and everybody who white not your enemy, yeah. So we want to clear that straight.
Tell them long time that rebellion,
so man. We need to get off that ignorance right now. Guys, see some people with all this black, this thing, and now fire. We need to get off this. It's people with the same mindset we need to get onto. But it's mind-boggling to me how a pastor, right, has these people that pay every, and I know the people pay still, but you know, exploitation. But and he drives, Fred has also cool things with this church thing in my life. You know, I done saw a man with a big body bench drive past people at the bus stop. Yeah, you know, I had no job. What kind of example are you as a shepherd for your sheep, and you don't have no job? Your sole form of income is from these poor people, then you style them. And suits and car. Next reason.
And then them
the
come
past.
In a church, boy, and then them come in at the same place. No one tell us it is easier for a camel to enter through the eye of an eagle than a rich man to enter into Zion. So
we need to do a next reason. I'm kind of so disconnected from that. So I don't even know if the church thing is still big or not. I take it that it is. So
we have a fire. No, them think they can't.
We want to touch on the church thing, because fire that thing a whole different hustle, right? But record companies are culture vultures. A lot of this is the next thing too. A lot of these media things you watch, especially on YouTube, is full blown feeding grounds for culture vultures, yo. A lot of these, I don't know if you call them, I don't know the difference between a blogger and a vlogger. I know one person follows himself around and another person just like talks about.
Yeah, a blogger is just a person. A blog, when somebody do blog, they write them right.
All right, not blogging then. I don't know. They do like videos. They explain stuff, but not the people that walk around following, like showing you their life. Not that one. It's the next one, like explaining mix up. What would that be called? A vlogger, I guess.
Oh, them call themselves vlogger too.
All right, vloggers. Extreme culture vultures, fire. These people share the most disgusting, backwards aspect of the culture. Now, let's put on our thinking caps. If majority of people who are not from your culture, they're exposed to your cultures through the media, what do they think about us? What do they have to say? Look at this. Look how they're behaving. You show the most backwards, and it's like that's the majority of the stuff. It's not the. It's
you want to see them title too? The titles
to
grab you up on some negative vibration.
Culture vultures. What people have to do is now is stop supporting the culture vulture, because this anti-intellectual culture that we have, this yearning for low-level entertainment needs to change, because the reason they're doing it, because it's a market for it, much like music. I hear people, and not to jump off the topic, but I hear people cuss dance hall lyrics and this and that. Why are they making it? Because they know you're going to listen to it. They're not making it for, a man not making it for the sense of making it for the art. The man making it because he know that it will sell, because that's what people want to hear. So until the mind frame of the consumer changes, the entertainer will continue to do certain things. And that's the issue with the artist right here. Phantom Ojo, when he first came out, was an artist I used to read. And we're not going to play with the thing, because the man has some powerful tunes. But as time progressed, like many of our other artists is that, and we could see, I don't want to be an a-hole and show a diagram showing the progression of reggae artists in regards to the material and their look. But you can see a drastic change, and I feel that drastic change has come from one, they were never really on that trot in the first place, and also they feel that they could get a bigger lick, more monetary gain from
they want to talk about them thing that and how much people start throwing. So you see, I'm sure the people in the children start about them thing that how much people start throwing, and you see just
felt the way, you know.
And then and then you see how it come reveal itself now. So you see, that's why I'm tell the people, I mean, you see, when you have the double standard vibration, the double standard thing is not gonna work. Because it aga always come to the truth aga come to bump, as old people would have say. Because look how we reason about man who are put on locks for your opportunity, and people get upset and I say, oh, nothing no go so. Then when you see things like these come play out now, what do you have to say? What is your type of stance and things like these? Who are you right now to even be complaining when you in the first place did a bash ones and ones when them are reasonable a topic where so concerning and it have to do with so much different aspect of things. For you know, people look up to Rastafari for daily guidance, and Rastafari change them life and impact them life to the highest level where them can start think on some different things and know for start read, for start eat, for start think, or for start move. If a man come digress with this culture now, no joke thing. It might seem like a regular thing. Oh, but I don't care about that. But you better care, because if it are happening in one region or one aspect of things, best believe says something in your life, this thing is going to happen too. And these master scammers and master illusionists, them need to just leave out of this thing right now and start show them true colors. Me I tell life, I leave it alone. Don't pretend. Because man, it's, and I'm not for a man go say I have some wine up girl, or I have some naked girl in a video, or a man do something, you know. But go trim and leave it alone, fire. Just leave the culture alone. So if you are trim, people expect a one who not show eyes for do that, you know. Based when a man who say my deal with the eyes now, just imagine a man come see me now and I tell me, so come see people like I may clarify this thing too. Because I tell lie the truth. I just want to show once for a second. I see people are call me and I say, yo, bad rass and them thing that I know a part of the Jamaican culture and all of these things. But I deal with nothing bad. So you see, them get this thing twisted where they from them see some man live halfway. Them think that is the new norm and that is what the culture reflects. I deal with them type of thing there. So we are dealing with the thing on a holistic level. But the culture vultures them on a whole now, it's like them just alter progress fire and it mess up so much different things, because the work what I and I do, we have what them do, when I destroy, we have to try rebuild, and it take more time for rebuild because of these people fire. May I tell you?
And fire, I just want to say, I don't think it's realistic to ask people to trim, because you can't ask a chameleon not to be a chameleon. You know, I just ask that people open up their eyes and support.
No, that's a concept. What's a trim?
We understand, you know, but I think it's more of the people to just stop supporting certain things. That's the main thing I don't understand. Like, people do all this complaining and say this and that, and you just don't support people. Like Fat Man Mojo. I'm not watching this man video. Only thing I saw is the thing I got on WhatsApp. And it wasn't even the video. It was a clip of the video, but when he was disrespecting Muda. But I won't give any of my mental space nor financial support to those things, and we keep it moving. I think that's what we need more. We need to financially boycott the things that you feel that are not beneficial to the culture. I think that's the source of it, because people gonna cuss the man, but they still gonna support the man. So that makes sense. If someone's doing something that you feel is not beneficial, you shouldn't support it. Now, the issue we need to do is that people need to be educated and understand what's not supportive, what's not beneficial to the culture. I think that's where the mass education needs to come into play, because a lot of people don't understand that. You know what? This is not beneficial. This is not a good thing for my child to see. Or this is not a good example. Or these type of images or these type of words are not beneficial. And this is not a proper representation of the culture. You know, other people are looking at this outside of our culture, and it's just reinforcing negative stereotypes. You know, we shouldn't really support this artist here. And if he's going to continue to do that, we just don't support him. And they got to suffer financially. And the ignorant ones that's going to support him, bless their soul. And I hope they had their little bubble of ignorance. But it's more of blocking certain things and just don't support. People complain about movies and TV shows. Why are you complaining? I just don't watch it. You get what I'm saying? A man gonna do his thing. I just don't watch it. You know, and if we have more people with that approach, then the person who's doing it will have less and less profit. Because the reason they're doing this for economic, the reason they're doing this for economic profit, a man cuss. I remember when Tyler Perry was running hard, and I guess he's, I don't know if he's still running hard, but when he's at heights, it's Tyler Perry. But it's like the people were cussing it and still watching it. Or black images and this and that. Why are you watching it? And why don't you support the brethren who's actually putting out pop? Because remember, people are putting out a positive image. You're just not supporting it. Good quality content. Same thing with music. Good music is dear. But between payola, bad mind, and ignorance and laziness, they don't want to support certain music. Some of these people just not dance hard as hip-hop artists saw them. The biggest culture vultures, because check it. Your first album is usually your life experience. So you may have been dealing with badness or some hustling to a certain extent. Some people try to do it. It's usually the ones around you in our reality, right? You are a full-blown culture vulture. If you have been doing this artwork for 5-10 years and you still talk about killing people and selling drugs and all those type of things, you are a detriment. You are a poison to society, yo. I know people for a fact that have clearly stated that they are full-blown family people, right? And I know a couple that are family people, but their lyrics deal with womanizing. If you pick up your kids from school every day cooking dinner for your family, so who are you to come in public talk about womanizing them? I know artists with wicked herb tunes that don't smoke herb. I know artists that have been on stage holding a stick of ganja that don't smoke herb. So what's that? That's culture vultureism, yeah.
Yeah, because them things are once it reach. Hear what them go wrong now. Them a try push us a farmer marketing towards you, thinking that misleading you down a wrong path or pushing a certain image is just on a professional level. Not realizing said this professional level thing where them a think on it really a mess up the mind fire, because you can't try commercialize a one culture. I water it down and feel like, say, oh, I am just doing my job. This is a part of what I do. No, it go beyond that fire. You can't put my image and my work and my progress with me, spend a lifetime for Bill, and say you are going to benefit off it commercially. And then tell me, say, no, oh, no, this is what it is. You put that out there, then where you feel like people are going to think of what I and I do. You see me, I say? And it's not that, say, the work where I do less. You see me, I say, in fact, certain times I do more work, but guess what now? The more work I do, it does get overshadowed by the same man where I come again, as we are say, and I push the farmer imagery there. So it's like once them not even see the detriment, at least them I see it still, you know. Them I see it. Them know what them I do. Them know what them I do. But them just, me not feel like enough of them can sleep at night time. You know? And you see, if enough of them sleep at night time,
that's why substance abuse so high, fire.
Me I tell lie, say, if enough of them sleep at night time, them are evil and them are wicked. Me I tell lie, that's straight. Anyhow, them can't sleep at night time for the wrongs with them, though.
All right, fire. I just want to finish out with this. All right. Artists there, right? Between promoting materialism, womanizing. Some do it still. So we're not saying some don't do it. All right. Well, I say, you know? Some do it still, but all that and the badness and all this fire, it's like for you to go leave your house and put that sound out there to the world knowing that so much people, you're a dangerous human being, yeah. You're a wicked human being, yeah. And you're a detriment to yourself, your family, and your people, yeah. Believe you me, because those type of sounds is very destructive. And I'm not blaming everything on music. Don't get it twisted. It's just one aspect of the thing. But it is an ingredient that aids in the destruction of our people. And if you're putting out that sound and you're not, that's like me right now here promoting plant-based and a man catch me in the corner eating chicken or something, yeah. I'll be a culture vulture. Are you eating at McDonald's or something? You get what I'm saying? From I started this, I never eat no flesh. At the beginning of the transition, we're still eating fish still, you know, once in a while, but plant-based we deal with. So it's like, yeah, the thing tricky, you know, and I just encourage the people to just have more discernment and open your eyes. And if people are dealing with a certain thing, don't identify what they're dealing with the true. That's the main thing. Stop identifying what an entertainer is doing or what somebody in the media is doing with the actual essence of the culture.
And the next thing to for us add on that the same way. One's need for start dissect capitalism and start see the different layers of capitalism, because capitalism have so much different layers that it tend to confuse the mind and make you not see certain things clear. It's like it put on something over your eyes. It's like a cataract over your eyes. You can't see really clear when you're so caught up in a capitalism, and the layers of capitalism is where one need to overstand. Certain things where you see as just one thing, it actually means it have 4 to 5 more interpretation. It coming like law, man, where you can interpret one word a whole heap a different way, and that can be to the detriment of you or to the benefit of you. So you see these actions that we are talking about, it's not no mix up thing, or it's not no nothing where we just take light, you know, where they might say take with a grain of salt or why. It's something where you have to look different, man, because I think how capitalism turn in a monster. The fact that we in a respect our own humanity, just because we are thinking about getting a dollar, it just show all the beastly nature within I and I, same way where we are carry out. And we need to start step back a bit, looking at ourselves and realize how we can improve ourselves to the eyes of eyes. Self-development fire. Me can still tell us I'm going to listen to a bag of murder music every day, but yet still me is a good human being. I'm going to contribute to society to the best of my ability. No, I'm going to start a murder vibration over me. And the murder vibration over me, I'm going to have over me, it's going to stop me from reach the element of prosperity and the element of light that me want to reach. You see me, I say? So when I'm listening to some good vibration, come on, I talk about music and think it light. It's not light. You know, but I come with that. Yeah, I'm not telling you music alone contribute to the detriment in a society, but music is a vital part where I contribute to the detriment in a society. Anybody attaches to that? Anybody want to front span that, or no can front span it? But we are telling them what like it is. See? It's a part of it, because we know a negative consumption overall, you know, not just where you eat, you know. You have negative consumption where you hear, where you talk, all of these things. It contributes to that fire. So you see, if we not play our part fully, we not talk about 50%, 100%, then we are going to start dwindle down, and no benefit now going to come from the fire. So we need to start look on the layers of capitalism and see how we are contribute to that and stop it fire. I tell that then.
Reality meant fire. And we just encourage everyone listening to it, just stop supporting culture vultures. First thing to do is identify them and stop supporting them. You can't knock a man for what they're doing. You know, they're going to do what they're doing anyway, but we just ask for you to stop. The less support they get, the more I think culture vultures will decline, you know? So we give thanks for everyone tuned in. Please check out powerful video from the one hour Tarshi thing called Black Liberation Cry. I Never Knew TV. Also, check us out, ConsciousTea.com, to get your cultural apparel, right? Support the thing, serious thing, fire.
Yes,
we give them the same way. All the culture vultures, dear, we wish you the best still on your journey, you know? And we hope that at some point, dear, you'll be convicted in your spirit to stop being a destructive force amongst yourself.
And I wish them the best still in the fire. I tell you the truth. One time you used to say me, I wish them the best. And we were, no, but me, any man we had the wrongs, me no wish no man we had the wrongs the best. I tell you some wish the worst pan a man we had the wrongs. And I one thing is when time can correct the wrongs there, then a straight best way I deal with. Because we not deal with it the way it. I tell you that. I'm not even not grown it. I just be honest same way fire. Because it's like, me no have no farm up pity nor sympathy upon a man who mislead a generation.
Truth be told, I have a certain level of sympathy. You know why? Because you reach a certain level of desperation to do a thing that's so destructive, whether consciously or unconsciously. But it's a certain level of ignorance and desperation. Because if you really check... Fire, we want in the argument still, boy. If you really check it. No, if you really
check vibration, man.
If you really check it, you got to be off in your mental space to know, all right, at one point, you must reach and say, all right, then I got an audience here, right? And you must realize that you have an influence on the audience. A man say, yo, your song really helped me, your song this, and that, all right? True. Every artist experienced that at some point. I don't care how small or big, a man call you and say, yo, tune, Luciano for me and Sizzla those times. I tell you, Luciano saved my life, yeah. Me doing certain things when you're on a certain meditation, all right? So with that understanding, one must know in their heart that they're doing foolishness, yo, and you're leading people astray. You can't go in public telling people to drink, yo. knowing the destructive force of alcohol. You can't go in public telling people to do drugs and womanize and all that. How womanizing help us as a people, yeah? And we already in disarray with the family structure. You're going to come with more corruption and mix up telling people to do certain things. Nah, if I is sick, yeah? You're sick. Believe you me. Something has to be off in the head, yeah? And disconnected. How much kids here don't have no parents and all type of mix up in the household because of womanizing? And you're going to go in public promoting these things? Whoring and drug use? Nah, fight. We're not trying to hear that, yo. But everyone, we give thanks for the reason in Bald Head and the Dread podcast. Serious, thank you for all the support from those times till now.
Right.